Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Are you frustrated? You got to be frustrated as a conservative. Now, look, I know there's a lot of good news. I'm going to give you some good news. Because just the fact that you are a God-fearing, Bible-thumping, capitalist, America-loving, you get what I'm saying? Because you're all those things. You're ahead of the game. You're ahead of 99% of the world by being able to say that. But it's frustrating, isn't it? And let me tell you why you might be frustrated listening to, not listening to this show, but you're listening to Kevin Jackson. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. No, you're not frustrated with me. But if you're like me, I know what you're frustrated about. See, think about it. Consider what we fight for. What we fight for, example, babies in the womb. We fight to preserve life. The very thing that all of us who are sentient, who walk around this country today, got the opportunity to have because somebody fought for it. And the left considers us evil. The very people who wouldn't be alive based on their own policies consider us evil for wanting them to be around. We aren't fighting. Think about this. I would love to tell leftists, you get all the abortions you want. Go get them. Kill each other off. You know what? Be gay. Get your abortions because that is so self-defeating. But we don't. We fight for them. You know what we fight for with the LGBT community? We fight for their humanity. We fight to not pigeonhole them into the way that they have sex or the people that they choose to with whom they have sex with. We fight for their rights as human beings. I'm just giving you an idea of what we fight for. And we are vilified, considered pariahs by the left. I know you need more evidence, right? Kevin Jackson, you're not convincing me, black man. Nope, you're not convincing me. Those things don't matter. I'm not all about, I'm pro-life. I mean, I'm pro-choice or whatever. You may differ with this. By the way, I don't blame you for being pro-choice. Everybody is pro-choice. You've heard me talk about this. Anybody that doesn't believe they're pro-choice, you're lying to yourselves. You may be pro-choice and you choose life, but you are pro-choice because you're smart enough to know that you can't force anybody to choose or do anything they don't want to do. I don't care who you think you are. There are people who will die for their causes. I happen to be one of them. You can't force me to do anything. You tell me, Kevin, you're going to do the... No, you're not. The minute that comes out of your mouth, I'm already in challenge mode. I'm in fight mode. So you're pro-choice. You choose things every day. Why would we fight that? Think about, we're pro-life. Now, that's a good way to put it. Because, see, the people who are pro-choice, they're also pro-life. I've proven this. If you tell me, Kevin, I'm pro-choice, and I say, I bet you money you're pro-life. I'll take that bet. Okay. You want to live or you want to die? Tell me right now. I'm free. I'm free to kill you right now. Which are you?
I'm pro-life, man. I'm pro-life. Please don't kill me. Please don't kill me.
You get what I'm saying? How about we look at these things rationally and stop getting, well, if you're pro-life, then you can be pro-choice and pro-choice. Yeah, I am pro-life. I am pro-choice, pro-life, as are 99.99% of you. Are we clear?
Are we clear? You can't handle the truth.
Oh, my goodness. What else do we fight for? We fight for women. Conservatives, we fight for women. You know how we fight for women? We fight for women to be women. We fight to recognize them as the cradle of civilization. We fight to make them, to exalt them, to make them better than a man. There's not a conservative man I know who doesn't believe in his heart that women are better than we are. Doesn't mean we're bad. See, women have that added responsibility of carrying us in their wombs, and we understand that as men. So we fight for them. And here's how we fight for them beyond that. We fight for them not to have to compete with men. Why? Because women will lose. Women can't beat our weakest men. By that I mean sport to sport. The strongest woman can't beat the weakest, strongest man competitor. Can't do it. Put them in the same competition. The weakest, strongest man competitor will do more than the strongest woman competitor. Period. Give me your strongman competition. Give me the, what they call those, the fitness deals that they do. Give me whatever you want. Simple biology, physiology, etc. But the women's movement wants women to keep dreaming. You too can be a man. Why? Why? They want them to try to be men. What for? As bad as men are being men, women, folks, are far worse at trying to be us. Consider the transgender argument for just a second, okay? Let's have some fun. Y'all want to have some fun? Yeah, let's have some fun. It's a one-directional argument. It's all about letting transgender men be women. I don't know that I've ever heard this argument the other way. If a trans woman wants to be a man, have you heard any, like, well, those trans women are just dominating men? Nope. It isn't happening. Is it, anybody want to offer a reason why a woman who decides she wants to be a man, I'm talking about an actual gay woman, wants to transition to being a man, trans woman to man, why are there crickets? Because number one, men say, bring it. Real men say, welcome to the party, pal. You can come on over. You want to join child support? Not that they can have children, but you get what I'm saying. I mean, you want to enjoy the trappings of manhood? Bring it. Come on, Chaz Bono. Bring your little naughty bits with you, because, you know, they got to surgically mess around with them. But bring them. And then get into the mind of a man and understand all that we have to go through. But here's the deal. Men, we aren't complaining. We're not, oh, men, all these trans women that become men. Man, and they come over here and they win all the men's competitions and they're better men. We don't complain. If you want to join our party, fine. Join. Chaz, come on over. I'd have a beer with Chaz Bono. Why not? But women, boy, those lefty women have something to worry about when we send our representatives.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about restoring sanity to America, folks, and everything that we do as conservatives is for the greater good. We take on all the issues, the insanity, the craziness of leftist America, and we bring sanity to it. We fight for, as I mentioned, babies in the womb. Every person in the world benefits from our fight. Because without us fighting, you don't know if the next generation, we don't know who's going to be here without us fighting for it. Oh, well, Kevin, we're eugenicists. We fight to keep the population down and all this. We're actually saving the world. Well, then say that. Tell people this. I think that there is a faction of people in this country who don't deserve life. By the way, I agree with you. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I know, shocking statement. Kevin Jackson, what did you just say? You agree with the eugenicists. Hey, let me tell you something, folks. You are a eugenicist, too. Yes, you are. I've proven it. I told you. Give me the number of people that you think can occupy the world and be civilized about it. Is it 50 billion? Is it 100 billion people? When do you think our natural resources run out? You think it could happen? Because I do. I think there's a limit. I don't think we're at it. I think we improve all the time. I don't know who's going to make these decisions, but here's what, because that's the real question is, who gets to make those decisions? Hollywood's already kind of theorized about it. Is it going to be the elites, the George Soroses of the world? Is it going to be the Nancy Pelosi's and the Chuck Schumer's and the McConnell's and people like that that make the decisions? Or is it going to be a vote? Because there are people you don't want in the world. Let me give you some examples. I would get rid of anybody that was a pedophile. If they said to me, Kevin, we're reaching the population limit, I'd say, let's kill all the pedophiles. Would most of you agree with me or disagree with me? I mean, if we have to make tough decisions, somebody's got to go. would you have the cojones to do it? Because I would. I'd say, I want all the pedophiles gone. Next, I want all the rapists. I want all the murderers. Right? And we would go down the list. I want anybody that is embezzled from somebody, stolen something from somebody. I mean, we can go down the list. Would you be okay with it? Mass murderers, you know, people like that. I'm not talking about innocence. I'm talking about people guilty. If we've got to make that decision, let me ask you, do you think the people that are fighting for death row inmates to get life in prison, do you think that when we reach that saturation point, whatever their number is, that they would say, you know what, if we're going to have to kill somebody, how about we start with death row? See, we don't ever pose these problems to people to make them have to make a decision and say, okay, you want to get people off of death row, would you do it? See, the abortionist, the people that call themselves pro-choice, they are saying, we think the world is overpopulated, and they don't want to tell you. They believe that single mothers, people who are flippant with their sex, promiscuous, they birth the worst children. There's no argument. I don't think there's an argument there. You know who else are horrible in the reason for the eugenicist movement? You want to? Terrible women. Women who make bad choices in men. Women who make bad choices, period, with their bodies. Then they make those bad choices with their bodies with men who aren't real men. These are punks. These are boys. Because a real man will take responsibility for his children. He won't put that burden onto the public. So you have stupid women getting with stupid men, making stupid choices, and guess who the outcome is? The outcome is these poor children who never have a chance, and what do? They end up in filling our prisons. See, I get it. I can help connect the dots. And what I tell you is, if you take any of these things to their brutal end and you force someone to have to make these very difficult decisions, they'd say, get rid of them. That's what we do. We fight for all these different things. We have a rational reason. I say, you know what? How about we not kill babies? But how about we do this? How about we teach young girls how to respect themselves? How about we teach young men how to be respectful of what they biologically could bring into the world? How about they respect the idea of fatherhood and raising a child? How about we change that attitude? Then wouldn't we all say, let's bring babies into the world? I bet you there's a big faction of conservatives who are pro-life, who say, you know what, I'm pro-life, but I will tell you this. These women that are doing this, that are going out there having these kids with crazy men that don't want to take care of them, make them ward of the government, they should maybe not be able to birth babies. You might even decide, I'm for sterilization or something like that. I'm just giving you some food for thought here. Don't get all crazy on me, people. By the way, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. com 844-551-8255. I'm talking about the insanity of leftism and how we restore it. And how if we have these conversations, you know what we would find out? We would find out the real core reason of why people want to donate to Planned Parenthood and put them in the black neighborhoods. Just tell us. We think too many black women don't know how to pick daddies. They're too stupid with their own bodies. And so we have to think for them. That's a logical argument that many people might believe in. Because as a person who grew up black, at least most of my life, I can tell you this. Young black girls have babies for the most stupid reasons at the age of 12 or 13. They are unsupervised. They don't have fathers. They don't have role models. They don't even have role models as mothers. And so they end up making stupid decisions with people who are even more stupid than they. This would be these young boys, these punks I mentioned earlier. And they have these babies. And the babies have no chance in life. They're not going to be educated. They're not going to be, as they say, given a mother wit. Is what old black women will call it, your mother wit, meaning what your mother imparts on you so you know how to live in the streets, how to live life differently. And that's just for starters. What else do we fight for? We fight for safe neighborhoods. We want to defend cops, good cops, not the bad ones. Since when have we needed to explain law enforcement to people? But really, come on, think about it. Look at the crime rates and all these Democrat control indoctrination centers across America and ask if we should be discussing taking away people's guns. We should be discussing giving everybody a gun, especially kids in the womb. Too bad we can't make a womb gun. You know what else we fight for, conservatives? We fight for lower taxes, which means putting more money back into the hands of the people who earn it. And do you know that the left is called, you greedy money grubbers? How are we greedy money grubbers when we create the money? And what are we doing? Are we spending it? Are we buying homes? Are we paying taxes for schools and police and all this other stuff? Of course we are. But we're money grubbers. The very people who work the hardest. Who do you think supports most of America? Do you think conservatives are? Or do you think leftists do? Just give me a quick answer. Who puts more money back into the population? Who? You know who. So look. Be happy that this is what we do, but don't be happy that we can't sell these concepts. You're listening to somebody that said, I'm selling it to you. I think you're buying it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court won't revisit a landmark decision on the First Amendment that set a higher bar to claim libel. New York Times versus Sullivan was a 1964 ruling that established public figures needing to show actual malice to bring a libel dispute against an individual or media outlet. Conservative Justice Clarence Thomas dissented from the court's decision to turn away the appeal. Pending home sales are rebounding slightly to snap a six-month skid. The National Association of Realtors says pending home sales also edged up 0.7% in May. Year-over-year transactions fell 13.6%. Gas prices are falling from their all-time high earlier this month. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is down to $4.89 a gallon today. USA Radio News. Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine may be taking a harder toll on Russia than they're leading on. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
Russia is set to default on its foreign currency sovereign debts after bondholders reported the Kremlin missed two payments late Sunday. This is Russia's first foreign debt default since 1918.
Ford Motor Company won't allow customers who lease their electronic vehicles to purchase them at the end of the lease. The move covers the Ford F-150 Lightning pickup, the Mustang Mach-E, and the E-Transit van. The automaker has allowed dealers to put language into purchase agreements that prevent a buyer from selling their electric vehicle within 1 year of their purchase. The company says the move is intended to help the environment by keeping control of the battery system and allowing it to be used for other purposes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I gotta tell you what, SCOTUS sent a message. I don't know if you really think about the deeper implications of what happened with this ruling in New York, but they sent a message. They said, you think that this pro-life issue, this thing we're sending back to the states on Roe v. Wade is something. Wait till you get a load of this. New York can no longer tell people you can't carry your gun outside of your home. What are the ramifications of that? Protecting of the Second Amendment, which, by the way, I don't know how this never got up to the level of the Supreme Court earlier, because this is a firm violation of a constitutional right. This is not a state's right issue here. Pay attention to me, people. I'm about to preach. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. What was the preacher who was a gunslinger? That's what I would have been back in the day. I would have been a roving preacher. I'd have been going around from town to town imparting all this great knowledge that you get on this radio show. And I would be telling people. They would say, don't mess with that preacher. That preacher, he'll lose his religion on you. That would be me. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network.com. 844-551-8255. I'd really like to know what the anti-gun leftist would do in a life and death situation where they could get their hands on a gun to save their lives. How many of them do you think would say, I can reach for this gun that's already loaded and ready to go. All I got to do is pull the trigger. Less than what? 0.5, 0.7 ounces of pressure. All I got to do is pull this trigger and it's over. I live, and the person who's perpetrating this heinous crime, trying to kill me, would die. Life and death. How many of them do you think would pull the trigger? I'm going to make you a bet. I bet you it's well into the 90 percentile. They would grab that gun so fast, it would make your head spin. Chuck Norris can't throw a roundhouse faster than they could, or a spin kick faster than they could grab that gun. In the blink of an eye. In the time it takes for a rattlesnake to strike. You get what I'm saying? What would you do? You wouldn't even think about it, would you? See, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. People want to live. Yeah, they're pro-life. When it involves their life, they're pro-life. You will listen to these cop shows. They talk about what a person is doing fighting for their lives. I tell my son when he goes up to hit a baseball, I tell him, don't go up to the thing timid. There are times when I know he's walking up to the batter's box timid. I tell him, go up to the batter's box with the idea that if you don't hit that ball through that infield or over somebody's head or whatever, that your life depends on it. Go up there with that mindset. I'll put it to you this way. As a black belt in multiple martial arts, I will tell you, if you fight me, I'm just giving you my thought. It's like golfers have, they say, only have one swing thought. Okay? The one thing you want to do that keeps your mind focused on what you're trying to do. My swing thought in fighting is, I'm going to kill you. Because if I don't, you'll kill me. Now, do you think that that might give me a little bit of an advantage over the average dude that just thinks he's in a fight? See, I'm not going to fight you. I'm going to kill you. Because if it's risen to the degree that I need to fight you, so be it. Make it happen. Now, some people, well, that's just mean-spirited. Well, then don't bother me. See, it's real simple. Leave me alone, and I never have to invoke that ideology. But you mess with me, and that is what you're going to get. Because I'm a grown bud man, as I've cleaned it up. But that's what my grandmother would say. Yeah, you a grown you. So what do you think? I'm not fighting you. Teenagers fight. Kids fight. Little boys grow up fighting. Fight it out. Get all the fighting out. But then there comes a time when you're a man and you say, it's not about fighting. I'm not fighting you. Now, I will tell you this. There are many instances where I know I've got superior, strike force. So I say, you know what? I'm not going to fight you. I'm not. And I'm going to walk away. And that's going to happen 99.99% of the time, whatever. But in that 0.1 or 0.01 or whatever the fraction is, I'm going to tell you this. If you push me, I'm not going to fight you. But I'm not going to walk away. And I'm going to tell you this. You're not walking away either. And unless there are people to drag me off your carcass, you are going to die. Because when we get to that point, we've gone there. If it's worth fighting for, it's worth dying for. Anyway, you give people this choice of getting that gun in a circumstance that's life or death, they're going to take it. Supreme Court struck down New York's gun law that put restrictions on carrying a concealed gun outside the home. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the majority opinion in the 6-3 ruling. We actually got Roberts to join us this time. And of course, who didn't? Kagan, Sotomayor, and Breyer dissented. Now, for those of you wondering, where's Ketanji Brown Jackson? Well, she's not. She doesn't get grandfathered. They grandfathered Breyer because this was already being decided. So she's not on there. But she would have obviously been one of the three dissenters as well. But this is a big blow. And by the way, the next one that we'll get into here in a bit is the overturning of Roe v. Wade. But before we get off this, I want you to understand how the left feels about the highest court in the land, the best minds, supposedly, on this issue. And this is an issue around personal protection. And here's what they reported Joe Biden saying.
There is plenty of reaction this morning from the White House to the Supreme Court decision on the New York gun case. The president had repeatedly called for stricter gun measures following the deadly shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde. NBC News Now correspondent Maura Bennett joins us from the White House with more on this. Good morning to you. The White House put out a statement yesterday following that ruling where the president says the decision, quote, contradicts both common sense and the Constitution. What else is he saying about this?
Good morning. Well, as you saw in Pete Williams' report just there, this ruling allows people to carry firearms in public without a specific license. And the president said he was deeply disturbed by this and said that he didn't think that it was reasoned appropriately. He pointed out a Supreme Court ruling back in 2008 that said that the Second Amendment is not absolute. And he noted that the decision should be deeply disturbing to us all. He spoke at an event yesterday elaborating on this, expressing his disappointment.
Disappointed in the Supreme Court gun decision. There is one little bit of solace in the minority making up the majority opinion has laid out that it affects not every state. It affects only 40 states. A lot of states it affects. The gun laws in 40 of these states are still in place based on the decision. Not good enough, but it's. I think it's a bad decision. I think it's not reasoned accurately, but I'm disappointed.
President Biden went on to point out that states have their own ability to make state-by-state gun legislation, and he encouraged them to do so, saying that we must do more as a society to protect Americans, not less.
So Biden and the Democrats were hoping for stricter gun laws. Why? In the wake of Uvalde and Buffalo, they thought, let's strike. Let's see what's happening. Let's see if we can get people frothing at the mouths about guns. Let me tell you, huge backfire. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It's as if SCOTUS is saying, you know what? We're going to teach you leftists a lesson. You want to get in front of our homes and you want to pick at us, and we've got a DOJ, an attorney general who won't protect us. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to start ruling with sanity. We're going to start getting rid of you people. I don't think the Supreme Court thinks like that, but let's hope they do. Unbelievable that we've had two major decisions, and there are more. There are more that are coming. And all of this just lends itself back to bringing sanity back to this country. As I said, what do we do? What do we fight for? When we talk about guns and gun laws, look, I don't know how you feel, but if I have a weapon and it prevents, I'm not going to use it unless truly provoked. If you've ever taken any type of weapons training, you know you don't use it unless you're provoked. I'm a trained weapon. As I told you before, it takes a lot to provoke me. But when you provoke me, I become a lethal weapon. There's nothing wrong with that. We know not to use our weapons. I know many, many people who carry a weapon. I have a friend, he's got a weapon on him at all times and a secondary backup. I know women who carry a weapon in their purses. No, never use them. And never intend to. But if the push comes to shove, they will use them. But then I also know these leftists. I know that they don't care about your rules, and they use them all the time. For nefarious reasons. The Supreme Court sent a message, and I'm going to have to get to it when I get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're going to delve into the other Supreme Court decisions, specifically Roe v. Wade, in the next hour. Two major decisions that came down on Friday last week. And it's the Supreme Court sending a message, but I don't believe that it's a message. I think the message that the Supreme Court is sending is just standard fare. It's just, this is the way things should work. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Right now we're talking about your ability to protect yourselves. And I want you to understand how leftists view this. They view this as You can have a gun. You can hunt with it. You can go shoot targets. But don't you dare use it to protect yourself. And I played a clip. We have a clip from Trudeau of Canada who believes this. I'm going to tell you right now. If I get a bazooka, if it takes a bazooka to kill you and I can get to one, I'm going to shoot you with a bazooka. I don't think most people disagree with me. What is it about life that these people believe that you shouldn't be able to fight for your own life? See, they're under this delusion that they're all good. They believe there is a utopia out there despite all the evidence to the contrary. Go to any of our cities. By the way, go to any big city around the world because they're all run by socialists. And tell me that you're safe. Are you safe in Rio de Janeiro? Are you safe in Toronto, Canada? The short answer is no. You're no more safe there. Forget guns. Look, go look at the murder rate. Go look at the rapes, the robberies, etc. We're not, it isn't like United States has some kind of a moratorium a monopoly rather on crime. We don't have a monopoly everywhere. Even in the most civilized places in the world, and I'm telling you, where there's a crackdown in China, for example. Are you kidding? People still commit crimes. Bad guys commit crimes. And by the most, whatever means necessary. Doesn't matter whether you outlaw guns or you outlaw fighter jets. They're still going to get whatever it takes. They're going to kill you. Bad people are going to do bad things. And the only thing you have to be asking yourself is society breeding bad people? Let me tell you right now, America is breeding the worst people. America, American leftists, I want to be clear about this. American leftists want people ready to destroy each other at the drop of a hat. They want blacks to be mad at whites and to be able to kill them indiscriminately. They are daring white people to kill black people. And don't you dare have a uniform on. They want women to be able to kill men. They want men killing women. They want to. I'm just telling you, it is a free for all. They love the chaos. They want these things to happen. They live for these moments. Look at what Joe Biden did. Joe Biden wanted to use Buffalo shooting in Uvalde as the reasons for gun control. Two pretty much crazed individuals who went out and did committed these acts. Does he look at the root cause? No, it's the gun. We got to outlaw the guns. Well, you know what the Supreme Court said? It has nothing to do with the guns. People have a right for protection. They also have a right to go against this tyrannical government. And I'm going to tell you, I have nothing. I'm not a member of the NRA. I support them in terms of I fight for their right to be able to do what they do. But I'll tell you this. If I would love to be a consultant with them to say, here's how you go about protecting your industry. I would love to be that consultant. I would love to be that spokesperson, in as much as I would love to be the spokesperson for Big Oil. I'd love to be their spokesperson. I'd love to be the spokesperson for Big Tobacco. They demonize these people. They give them titles and they make them, oh, you're so bad. Let me tell you, let me run the gun lobby. I will have the leftists backing away from guns so fast because I would call them what they are. If you don't want the people to have guns, you are nothing more than an anti-American racist. That's what you are. I gave a speech recently about babies, the killing of children. I spoke at the Capitol in Arizona. And I laid out the racist strategy of killing babies, because it's not just about killing babies. See, the baby killers have no problem sacrificing a few white babies as long as they get those black ones. And I'm going to play that speech for you in the second hour. I'm going to play the speech for you so you can hear what it was about. And the language that I use, because I want you to understand, while we joke and we have a good time here, we understand the serious nature of what we're talking about. So, New York required concealed carry permit applicants to show proper cause for the permit. Proper cause. Applicants were forced to show a particular reason why they had to defend themselves rather than just general self-defense. Why do you need it? Well, Pookie, he's after me because we had a bad drug deal and now he wants to kill me. I'm sorry. You're just going to have to die, black man. In my regards to Pookie. I love it. I love it. This hour has been dedicated to bringing sanity back. And what two better issues to talk about in bringing sanity back than a woman who is the cradle of civilization carrying that baby to full term and nurturing and raising a good citizen of the world? Look, I'm not a woman, but I'll tell you this. If I were a woman, the idea that I could bring life into the world, I have to believe. Women, I've heard you say this. There's no more amazing thing than you are going to incubate something and bring it into the world. And then you get to raise it and impart your knowledge and values and virtues on this little being that you create. I can't imagine anything more amazing than that. Of everything a man can accomplish, I mean, we can build, you know, 100-story skyscrapers and nuclear machinery that could wipe out entire populations, but we can't do that. We can't do that little thing that a woman can do, that pretty much every woman born has that capability, with rare exception. That's why the ones that can't take it so hard, they feel like they've lost, that they're not women. When, you know, let a woman find out she's sterile. It's devastating. We'll get back to that. Concealed weapon. So for you, it has to be more than general self-defense. They figure if you don't know how to do some karate, shame on you. The suit came from two men who applied for concealed carry permits, but were permitted to carry only for the purposes of hunting and when going to and from work. Now I'm going to tell you right now, if you said to me, Kevin, the only thing you can do is hunt, or you can use it for going to and from work, everything I do would be work. Kevin, what were you doing at the opera and when you had to shoot the guy who tried to rob you? I was headed to work from the opera. Or I was working at the opera. I was with a client. I mean, I'm going to presume there's ways around all of it, but here's what I can tell you about these gun laws. These gun laws were written to protect the elitist of this country from the people that they considered the dregs. They don't want you to have a gun. They want to have a gun. It's funny. What they should do is publish this. They should publish everybody who's got a concealed carry in New York. It's over now, but they should have. They should say, do you know that Chuck Schumer has a license to carry a gun? Well, he gets death threats. So do many people. Who do you think gets more death threats? The dude who snitches on the drug dealer in the hood or Chuck Schumer? Death threats. I get death threats. I don't get them as much. I haven't had a death threat in a while. But I used to get them routinely. Once every couple of days. And then it went to once a week and once every couple of weeks, etc. And when these clowns figured out that I'm not afraid, they stopped. Anyway, the New York State Rifle Association challenged the law, arguing that the Second Amendment gives them the right to carry a firearm without needing a special reason. See, this is what I've been saying for all my life. What are you talking about? I have to have a reason, or I don't have to have any reason. The Second Amendment is all-encompassing. If I want to have a weapon, I should be able to have a weapon. So let me tell you, they're sneaky about it. The Democrats, they know how to get the weapons out of the hands of people, and they're passing these laws, and they're grandfathering them so you can't have a firearm for various reasons. I don't have time to get into it now, but we've stopped them temporarily.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.